Happy Friday. Here we are. I just walked over with somebody today. Is this the third Friday of the school year? It's good. It's just going so fast. It's cruising. Hey, Friday also means men. Oh, I like it. We'll save it for tonight. Men's night out tonight. Men's night out. You can still sign up. Noon today is the deadline. There is only a few spots left. Make sure to go to grow.hope.edu and sign up. What a cool thing, Kate.
Hey, it is a cool thing, but Paul, it's not the only thing, right?
Really?
It's happening.
Yeah? You mean this weekend?
Even this weekend.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, have you guys heard about this? 2.0, the Hope Way 2.0. Nice shirt.
Yeah.
I'm digging it. I want to be like you. Oh, come on. Let's get a little unity now. Hope Way 2.0 event tomorrow night. Never has ever been done on Hope's campus before.
Why is it the Hope Way 2.0, Paul?
I don't know, but I like it. I like it. It's a cool thing.
We've been over this. You do know. You
and
trust yourself.
I'm loving it. Which means tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Keppel parking lot, not just for men, not just for women, but men and women together. It's going to be a cool happening thing.
It is.
So, no sign up. It's free. Just come to the Keppel parking lot tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Now, this does bring up an interesting point.
Great point it brings up.
The Hope Way, really, for over the last 4 or 5 years, has always been connected with men. And we want to broaden that vision, that it just doesn't include men, but it includes the whole student body on campus. And it's not a program, it's a vision. It's a vision for students to invest and connect with other students on campus, especially for the upper class men and women to begin to invest and get to know the underclass men and women. It's a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing, and we hope it's something that just continues, because it's already here, to be a part of our culture here at Hope, the Hope Way. That being said, Paul, you know, we do have a couple events, and
we
I know
do.
We do, we've done.
And the events are to help connect each other.
They are. Now, I was thinking, though.
What are you thinking?
This is what I was thinking. I was thinking, you know, now that we have matching T-shirts.
We do.
Maybe we should do Sicity. And since we have, you know, we match now, maybe it would be a good time for us. We could go over to Phelps after this and get a table, like a 2.0 table. And,
cool.
like, have a table
I'm
and, like,
it.
Talk about. And
forget
get people,
Facebook.
Yeah, forget Facebook.
You bet. I love it. We can have
now,
our own table.
But here's the thing. Here's just all honesty. I was in Phelps last week, and I'm not going to lie to you. I walk in, get a little bit anxious, because I want to make sure I don't sit somewhere where I'm not supposed to sit. Just truth.
You know. I can understand.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. You know what? There's an easel over right here.
Oh, good.
Okay. I like this. Just happens to be here. This
wow,
is
that's
really
so
sweet.
So convenient.
Okay, so let's think this through, Kate. Pop this baby. Okay. So, Kate, okay. So, if we go to Phelps, let's draw Phelps here. Phelps Cafeteria. Here it is. Phelps. Windows here.
Chihopole right about here, then, if that's
that
the windows.
That Calder thing down here. Okay, where are we at?
Chihopole.
Chihopole,
right
door entry. Here's Mary, the lady. Okay, here's the other lady. Yeah. You come in.
Okay.
Food here.
Food,
okay. Let's go. This is the area. I love the chocolate chip cookies.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
I got the food part down. I know
what
I want.
So here's the upper part. Here's the sides.
Okay.
Lower part. Okay. So where should we sit? Okay.
Well,
okay.
Yep.
How about we sit somewhere like maybe right in here?
Taken.
Here's, taken?
Yeah.
Okay, can't sit there. Okay, how about, I love this area right in here.
No, good.
Can't get there? Okay.
I noticed there's like
this
down
is some
here,
cool
but
tables
what do you think?
Right here and right here. I know the guys who sit here.
Yeah. I know.
But we can't get in there.
So you can't get in
can't
there.
Have that table. Can't have that table.
Wrong shirt.
Wrong, okay. Yep. How about,
what about this area up here?
Okay. Oh, I know these can't sit there. Okay.
No.
Okay, anywhere in here?
I can't
sit
there. That's a really
there.
Big table. Yeah.
Here, this is a big table, Kate.
I think that, done.
Say, maybe it looks like there's room. No.
I think just, this whole area.
Stuff.
And then right, yeah.
Okay, so where are we going to sit, Kate?
Maybe it's a bad idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
There's not a lot of spots there.
Not a lot of spots.
Hey, here's the thing. Let's get real. We're joking a little bit, but let's take account what's going on. We're 3 weeks into school. Orientation over, long time ago. No one's walking around with name tags anymore, which is really sad, I think, because I like name tags, actually.
I do, too.
They're really helpful.
I need them.
And we've kind of now are into the weeks where it's no longer socially acceptable just to really go up and introduce yourself to somebody. Orientation time, like, it's cool. It's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But the window kind of closes, and everybody gets in their routines, and people don't even greet each other. And those of you who know me know that I'm kind of big into greetings, and it's not happening. In all seriousness, some of you are here, and you have already felt and sensed that you have met your best friends for life. And there's others of you who are here who are wondering if you're going to ever meet somebody who will remember your name. And I know from conversations with many of you that some of you don't even go to eat because you're worried about not having anyone to eat with. And I know that's probably happened to many more here than it has not happened to, because you don't want to eat alone.
Yeah.
And that's, honestly, it just makes me sad.
Yeah. And that's why the Apostle Paul was so passionate when he wrote the young Philippian community. And he said these words, "If there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any hearing in the Spirit, any compassion or sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of one mind, having the same love, being in full accord and one mind with each other. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but regard others as better than yourselves. Look not to your own interests, but look to the interests of others." Paul was writing a community that was very diverse, like ours, even much more diverse than ours. And he was calling this community to look beyond themselves and their own self-interests and look outward to the interests of others. He was helping this young Philippian community to begin to imagine a different kind of community that ran countercultural to that day, which was all about themselves. This one was looking out to the interests of others.
Mm-hmm. I think our hope and our prayer is that we together can begin to imagine what that community might look like for us here at college. And not just in the dining halls, but what would it look like in your classroom to sit by somebody who you haven't sat by before, or introduce yourself to somebody new?
What would it mean for upperclassmen, serious, to be walking along the sidewalk and stop a freshman and introduce themselves? Holy cow. That's
Holy
a
cow.
Different kind of community. That's imagining.
That is imagining. I mean, what would it look like in your dorm room or in your dorm halls to, like, kind of take notice if somebody's participating in things? Invite them to come eat with you.
Athletic teams. What would it mean for the upperclassmen to really take an interest in some of the underclassmen as well, too? Mm-hmm. That's a different kind of community that I think we're being called to.
It is a different kind of community. And we want to be clear. It's not just a community or a culture that's nice. We're not doing this just to say that we're nice and friendly people. But we're doing this because we believe that God has created us to be in relationship with one another. And that relationships are complicated and they get sticky, but it takes intentionality. And so that's why we do things on campus intentionally. And it's happening already, not just with things that we're doing through the Hope Way. It's happening. You guys are already a part of it. And that's why I encourage you men to go out and tonight and be men.
Oh. And nice. That's sweet.
We encourage you to intentionally begin conversations with people you maybe normally wouldn't talk to.
And tomorrow night, you women come out and be women.
And men.
That could be a cool event.
I didn't know how to help you there.
All right. But anyway, to come tomorrow night. And you don't have to come with anybody, to come and be willing to meet and engage with others in this community here. A community that can imagine something different, something where we don't have to worry about this anymore. That we can imagine him being a different kind of community, willing to look not to our own interests first, but to look out to the interests of others. Sound good? Let's pray into that. Lord, this is not our vision. This is your vision. And this is what you're calling us all to here at Hope College and beyond as followers of you. So, Holy Spirit, work in our hearts to have the courage to be able to engage and initiate conversation, and not just conversation, but then to really to build relationships that will last. So, Lord, you're going to have to do this because it's not natural for us to do this. So, God, through the faculty, the staff, and the student body on this campus, make this a community that represents you. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let it be done. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.